sections. So as oncoplastic fellows and as oncoplastic surgeons, what should you be doing when you find patients who come to you in your clinic requiring things that you feel maybe I should be doing fat transfer into? Well, it is important that you have a good consultation clinic with them. In Nottingham, where I work, we have a joint clinic with the plastic surgeons. So we look at all our patients very carefully. We take a good history, and in the attempt of taking the history, we're able to eliminate those who have bad risk factor that will show you up, because if you're not careful, that's where you trip. So please, when you all become consultants or when you're practicing independently, don't rush into doing these fanciful things. It does catch up with you if you're not careful. So patient selection is very important. People who have diabetes, it's a no-no. If you're a smoker, I won't do it, because it will cost you more grief than it's worth. And such procedures are quite litigious, so be careful. And again, it's important to also examine the patient just to ensure that there are good donor sites and that the recipient area where you're planning to do the fat grafting will be able to accept this fat grafting. And photographs are very important, and marking. And I take my time to inform, consent the patient. I actually don't consent them on the day of surgery. I bring them to a clinic where I sit down there. I have plenty of time. I go through pictures with them. I talk to them. If they want, I give them patients who have had similar procedure done. And then we also talk about what we'll be doing in subsequent procedures. So it is important that you take your time, and at the same time take the opportunity to give them all the post-operative instructions that are required, because sometimes they are able, especially with us promoting 23-hour short-stay breast surgery, such patients don't really need to stop in hospital for longer than that. So you would have done all your hard jobs before then, and the kind of special garment that they should be wearing post-operatively, you get them to bring them in into hospital. You're not able to provide the very, very expensive garment that all the various aesthetic companies will supply. So what I've resorted into is to ask them to buy a cycling pair of shorts that is one size smaller. That way they're able to keep things together.